Hour number three, welcome to it here, BAL News Radio 1090. As we continue now, our American League East preview. Let's see, we talked about the Blue Jays. Last night, the Rays. Tonight, the Yankees. And joining us from the North Star Ledger, Ryan Hatch. Ryan, thank you so much for being on the program.
Of course, Brett. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Well, we do appreciate it. Let's talk about these Yankees right now and how the spring has gone. It's an interesting team in kind of what they didn't do this offseason compared to what I thought they would do. Yes, they signed Miller, and they paid a lot for him. But outside that, it was not a typical Yankee offseason.
No, it wasn't. I mean, they like you said, they bolstered their bullpen a lot. But for the most part, they kind of made their bed late last season. And what you see now is kind of what we expected last, September, October. And it's been an interesting ride. I think there's been some surprises, starting, of course, with Alex Rodriguez and a couple other players. I mean, but going into camp, it's like there was 23 or 24 spots pretty much already spoken for. And so, like you said, there wasn't a whole lot of changeover from last year.
Let's start actually with Andrew Miller. How has he looked this year, the former Oriole?
He looks great. And we were talking the other day, and it's like he doesn't, he's not worrying so much about results, even though his results have been just fine. He's here to get his work in, and he has a spot on the team, and he's looked great. I mean, he's had, I don't have his exact numbers in front of me, but he's looked just fine. And the Yankees have not said whether they're going to have one closer. It seems like they're going to go into the season with two. He and Dylan Betances is going to be kind of a two-headed monster for him. And it's almost like one of them you would think would pitch their way into it or out of it. One of them maybe will look poorly, and, the other guy will take over. But for now, no one's really been named, and we'll see if Miller's the guy or not. But he looks good so far.
Yeah, Betances had one of the great years for any reliever, non-closer reliever, in recent history. He was spectacular. He was so good in that role, and he didn't just pitch your typical, 70, 73 innings. He went 90, I think, 90-plus even. So he was so valuable for Joe Girardi, who tends, I think, to wear down his relief pitchers.
Right. Well, there's been a lot of talk about his velocity this spring, and it's been down, and he hasn't pitched nearly as much as he did last spring. And, he will tell you that he feels fine and that he was at the exact same point last year. I wasn't in camp last year, so I can't, personally say he looks better or worse. There are a lot of people who say, he's kind of come into more expectations, and maybe he's just kind of playing it cool for now. And his velocity will be back to where it is once the season starts. And I kind of happen to agree with that. He doesn't seem like he's really letting it loose when he's on the mound. He's gotten hit a little bit, but it seems like when he does want to ramp it up, he can. And I've seen his bullpens on the sides since, February 18th. And he looks fine. There's no trouble with his arm as far as anyone knows. I think he's going to be just fine.
We're talking to Ryan Hatcher, the North Star Ledger. He's covering the Yankees right now at spring training in Tampa, Florida. And we're talking about these New York Yankees. And I think the elephant in the room in this conversation has to be one of the big subjects of baseball right now, and that's Alex Rodriguez. How has he looked, and where and when will he play for Joe Girardi in 2015?
He's going to start the season as the DH. I mean, he has hit his way into that lineup. There's no one who has surprised anyone more than A-Rod this year. I mean, the first week he was here was, I guess, lack of better word, the circus, but it was kind of a fun circus. And, Alex is leading the team in hitting. He's also leading the team in self-deprecation. saying none of this matters. It doesn't, until you get to, Yankee Stadium, until you can hit the ball out of the ballpark there, nothing matters. But I think right now he's hitting like 320, 330 with three home runs. He hit a no-doubter the other day. If he were 1 for 40, I think that would also be a story, probably a bigger story. And I was laughing to myself this morning when the guys were taking batting practice on the field just before the game today against the Rays, and A-Rod was in the cage, and I looked around, and I mean, fans were watching him, but not one media member was really kind of paying attention. And you go back 4 weeks ago, and we were taking cell phone photos from 300 yards away of him taking soft toss. And it's like he's kind of just blended into the team, and I think that's exactly what he's wanted. And maybe he won't be able to hit the ball when it comes to April, but he's looked superb this year, even if he can't really play much in the field anymore.
That is amazing how that has shifted. All right, tell me about shortstop. They're replacing somebody there, I heard. How's that working out?
Yes, yes. In 20 years, someone named Derek Jeter will not be at shortstop. The new guy is named Didi Gregorius, who he's been out since Saturday. He had a sprained left wrist. But we talked to him today, and the swelling's gone down. He's going to play tomorrow. He said he could have played today. But he's looked good. I think he's hitting 300. I think he's 12 for 40, in fact. The big knock on Didi is that he can't hit left-handed pitching. He's hit left-handed pitching fine this spring. I don't know if he's going to hit 10 home runs off lefties this year, but the range he has at shortstop is just pretty much fun. It's just fun to watch. He took grounders today, and even when he's just messing around in batting practice behind a cage, he's probably the most athletic player I've seen all of camp for the Yankees. If he can hit 280, and I mean, he's going to hit at the bottom of the lineup with Steven Drew, I think the Yankees will call that a win with such an improvement he's going to bring on the field at shortstop.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the casual fan grasped that Derek these last few years has been really struggling defensively, so they get an upgrade there.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, Didi's not, I don't know if he'll win a gold glove, but it's like a breath of fresh air, I think, for the Yankees to have someone at shortstop they can rely on to play probably the most important position on the field. And he has no signs of getting hurt, and you know, he looks good with Drew's learning second base. I mean, Steven Drew's been a shortstop, 98% of his career, and he's still learning second base, but those two seem to gel a little bit, and they're turning double plays, and they look fine. So,
does Brian Cashman think, Ryan, that Gregorius could be the long-term replacement for Jeter at shortstop?
Didi's 25 years old. I mean, if he can play defense the way he is playing it now and the way he is, if he can hit 260, 270, I don't see why he can't play there for another 4 or 5 years. Will he be the shortstop for 10 years? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised to see them draft or at least, you know, look for a shortstop in case in a year or two. And if something comes along better, I mean, you know, who knows?
It's the Yankees, right?
Yes, exactly. But for now, I mean, you know, I keep saying it, but no, he's not going to lead the team in hitting. That's not why he was signed. I think he's signed to a 4-year deal. But he's one of the better defensive shortstops, I think, in the AL East. And for now, it doesn't seem like that is high on their priority list, no.
Out of all the really bad contracts the Yankees have awarded out over the years, and they've had a lot of them, one that doesn't get mentioned enough to me in Baltimore, and it might be different in the New York Metro, but for me in Baltimore, the Sabathia contract, the last one, that could go down in history as one of the all-time clunkers, and I mean it.
Yeah.
He's been really bad. He's going to, what is he, the number 3 starter this year for the Yankees? He's not starting opening day. How has he looked? I know he got hit a little bit in a spring game. Has he been better at all for them?
He's not been better, no. He's gotten hit around, and he says he's not worried about it. The coaches say they're not worried about it. I did kind of a longer profile on him about a month ago now, and he said, you know what, I don't care that I can't rely on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball anymore. I can still learn to get hitters out, and I've been working on it. He says he's talked with Andy Pettit about it. But if you're just going to go by the last 6 weeks here, it doesn't seem like he can. His knee is, you know, it's a degenerative problem. He had surgery last July, I believe, and it's only going to get worse, his knee. And I don't know. I don't know if he's, I don't know, watch it be, you know, early May and he's 4-0 and he looks fine. But his velocity's down a little bit. He was clearly frustrated the other day when we talked to him after the game. He didn't pitch very well. I tend to not think that opening day is a big deal. I've never thought, you know, kind of who cares? You know, Tanaka's going to start opening day this year. And CC, when I asked him, he said, I could care less his opening day. I mean, maybe that's because he's done it 11 times in his career. But maybe are his feelings hurt that he's not as good anymore? Is he going to pitch insecure about it? I'm not sure. Is that going to get into his mind? I don't know. I think that's something that coaches are really going to have to watch closely, though. Is he kind of second guessing himself on the mound and not trusting his curveball and fastball? If that's an issue, that's going to be a big problem for him and the team.
Yeah. I don't know how many years left he has on his current contract, but He's locked in at a big rate.
I think he's paid. I think he's owed $48 million over the next 2 years with a $5 million buyout. I think it's about $3 million over the next 3 years. Which no, it doesn't feel good.
We're losing you a little bit there, Ryan. Ryan Hatch from the North Star Ledger is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Last question here, Ryan. Masahiro Tanaka, how has he been? What's his health status? I know he's getting the ball on opening day.
Yeah.
Where are we in his progression from last year's injury?
He's heading back to New York in one piece. I think that's after spring training. I think that's all the Yankees could have hoped for. So we've noticed that he's not throwing the ball as hard as he did last summer. We asked him why. He says he's throwing fewer four-seam fastballs. And that's because he got hit a lot last year when he threw them. And so he's throwing a lot more two-seamers now. And I was in his game. I watched his game on Tuesday down in Fort Myers against the Twins. And he got hit around a little bit. And he was throwing his two-seamer, and it wasn't as hard. He claims he's perfectly healthy. And he says he's not holding back. There have been others, such as Pedro Martinez, came out today and kind of blasted him, said he's clearly holding back. And he's going to have surgery sooner or later. But there's been zero indication from the Yankees that that's going to be the case. Tanaka says he feels fine. We asked him Tuesday after the game, we said, do you think you're the same pitcher, you know, as good a pitcher today as you were going into last year? He said, absolutely, yes. And last year, I think in his first 17 starts, he was 12-4 with a 2.27 ERA. I mean, if he says he's as good as he feels, I guess we'll see. But I think he's thrown about 56% of innings as he threw last year. So he's certainly down. I know that's by design. They're bringing him along slowly. And I think he'll throw around 90 pitches on opening day. But he's going to be watched. That right elbow will be watched more closely than any body part of the New York Yankees this year. Absolutely.
Yeah, it could really blow up in their face. If he needs surgery now, you lose him for this year and probably
even
next year. So we'll see how it shakes out. There's so many questions about the Yankees, Ryan. We have to cut it off here, unfortunately.
Okay.
But hopefully we'll have you on again soon, or you'll see New York pretty early in the year. Ryan Hatch from the North Star Ledger. Great insight on the Yankees, who could finish first or last. I wouldn't be surprised with that or anything in between. Ryan, thank you.
All right, Brett. Thanks a lot.
We'll come back with more next year on WBAL News Radio 1090.